Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Burke.
And after a wave of government resignations and a result from his own cabinet leaving him unable to carry on, the move sets up a race to replace him as head of the governing Conservative Party. And as far as if Johnson can remain in control until there is a replacement, Tim Bale is a professor of politics at Queen Mary University in London.
I do think there is a question, as we've said, about whether he can continue in post for another 3 months. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has an awful lot of power. Boris Johnson is known to exercise that power in all sorts of unconventional ways.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has pleaded guilty during her trial in Russia. Griner admitting she had marijuana oil in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A large section of the country is sizzling under a heat wave. Excessive heat warnings and advisories cover parts of the central and southern plains into the southeast. Meteorologist Tony Frasco of the National Weather Service says Thursday is going to be rough in those areas.
Close to some record highs for the dates over some areas, especially over Texas, where it's been very hot. And even some portions of North and South Carolina have had very high temperatures, up near record highs of around 100 degrees.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The heat will break in parts of the country. A major poultry producer is continuing to expand. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, Katie Lewis has the details.
Tyson Foods says it struck a deal to buy stakes in two Saudi-based poultry businesses as part of its effort to drive growth beyond the U.S. and tap rising demand globally for protein.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is getting slammed on social media for his summer vacation travel plans. Democrat Gavin Newsom revealed he's in Montana, despite the state being on a list that California bars official state-funded travel. The ban is due to what California calls discriminatory LGBTQ plus laws. A Newsom spokesperson saying the travel ban applies to using state funds and the governor's travel is not being paid by the state. However, the governor's office would not say if his state-paid travel security detail was accompanying him. Montana Republican Congressman Matt Rosendale says this is just par for the course when it comes to Newsom.
It is standard operating procedure for the far left. We see this time and time again, the hypocrisy, that the way with which they live their lives is always very different from the policies that they try to impose on the balance of their constituents. And this is just another example of it.
Spain's famed running of the bulls is back. This after the pandemic got in the way of the event the past 2 years. Starting Thursday, thousands of thrill seekers will take to the streets in the 9-day festival. They'll be joined on those streets by a half a dozen charging bulls. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names, including Olympic gymnast Simone Biles. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And when you got 9 out of 10 of us saying we're on the wrong track, I'm saying, hey, look at, we're starting to get a better picture of reality and what's happening in our country here. But look at, if it's going to get back on track, we're commanded, as our Constitution says, we the people. It's up to us. We have to be an activated citizenry. You can no longer sit back and just sit in the stadium seats and cheer. You've got to get right smack dab in the middle of the playing field. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Reverend Jim Harden is going to join us in a few moments. He's the president and CEO of Compass Care. But first of all, you know, let's pause for just a moment and consider the genesis of abortion. And we won't go all the way back. We'll just go to 1973. Even Bernard Nathanson, others since then, 49 years later, along the way, we've picked up the anecdotal information, things that they've written about and said, look, it all started with a big lie. Think about this, okay? So this is the fruit of the poisonous tree. The very seed of abortion started with a big lie. So why do you expect that 49 years later, somehow there's going to be some seedling of truth that is part of the abortion narrative today? And the fact of the matter is, what we see happening is, you know, like has been said, there's nothing new under the sun, right? So we've seen this movie before. So what big abortion is doing, pretty similar to what big tobacco did, if you remember. And I want to bring Reverend Jim Harden on to talk about this. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, gosh, you know, how can I put this, Jim? And I know you're so humble that it doesn't matter, but I mean, the threats that you have been under for the sake of truth and godly principle is just, it's unconscionable. And only you know what you've been going through in our audience. I mean, you know, though we may read about some of these things and, you know, see what has happened to similar caring facilities, how they've been burnt down and attacked by Jane's Revenge. People's lives have been threatened. This is no easy task, but and all I can imagine is much like the first Christians, they so believed in principle, they believed in Christ so much so that their very lives didn't matter. What mattered was what God had to say about the issue. And I have this sense that that's the same thing that you feel. Is that fair to say?
That's exactly fair. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself, except for what the Bible says. You know, we believe on principle. We're being attacked because of what we believe. We believe that all people are made in the image of God and therefore are equally valuable and therefore inviolable, not to be violated. It's the government's first and primary job to protect all citizens, and that's the spirit of Dobbs, reversing Roe, as you described it earlier in the segment. The lie, the seed lie of Roe versus Wade is that the word person does not apply to the unborn. That's a quote from Roe versus Wade. Dobbs right. came out on June 24th saying, hey, look, the Roe decision was egregiously wrong, specifically on that point. And so what do we say? Well, we say whether it's right in the sight of God to give heed to people like Governor Hochul or Joe Biden, you know, they can be the judge. But for us, we can't stop speaking about what we've seen and heard. We know the truth, and we know that everybody needs to be blessed and protected, specifically and most importantly, the weakest and most vulnerable society, and that's a preborn boy or girl whose mother thinks she's got no choice but to abort.
And look at the consequences of that decision from 1973, Jim. I mean, this is what has been breaking my heart forever, and also, I believe, what ignited this organic movement that is just, causing brain damage to the abortionists, because it's so overwhelmingly populist, based on example, based on now the scientific data, because, again, the fruit of the poisonous tree, that seedling that was put out there, and they've done nothing whatsoever to reconcile that, apologize, or even to bring it into any kind of reasonable consideration for you to even think about. You're not allowed to go there. You're canceled No. on the spot because they cannot handle the discussion when a woman says to them in response, wait a minute, you told me that it was inconsequential. It was like getting, you know, it was just like getting a tumor or some, you know, cancerous tissue removed from my body. Well, explain to me why I want to commit suicide and why my heart is breaking and it is especially excruciating on the anniversary date of the abortion. And this is not just one person. These are thousands, if not millions, of testimonies that are shared with people. And how can the abortionists argue against that, Jim?
They can't argue against it. As you mentioned earlier, this is like big tobacco. The abortion mm-hmm. industry has to have their own slanted research group, and it's called the Guttmacher Institute. And that's mm-hmm. what they do. They just basically cover over all the medical journal articles, peer-reviewed medical journal articles worldwide that demonstrate not only what you just described in terms of mental health assessments and risks, but also the physical ramifications of abortion, surgical abortion, as well as chemical abortion. There is a consumer fraud being perpetrated against women facing unplanned pregnancy that is being swept under the rug. It is gargantuan, and the pharmaceutical companies, as well as the abortionists and these pro-abortion politicians, need to be held accountable. And it is my hope that the truth will come out and righteousness will prevail over this wickedness.
Well, I believe that we're entering an era which I would call an appointed time, and this is something that God has placed on my heart, Jim. And it just came out. I mean, it just came out of my mouth one day, and this was, actually in another case. But I see it coming back again where right now, I mean, why 49 years later, why now did God determine that we would address, that the Supreme Court would address Roe v. Wade and reverse that decision that was made 49 years ago? Why now, if it isn't for an appointed time?
The Bible has an interesting number with respect to 49, and mm-hmm. And it's when everything goes, all the borders and all the rights of the people and all the debts are forgiven. Everything goes back yes. the way it should be. 49 mm-hmm. years, it's Jubilee, and yes. and this, you know, God does not miss this. God is not unaware of what's happening in America. The greatest injustice the world has ever seen was perpetrated in 1973 and pervaded all over the globe. And the reversal of Roe basically sends a signal that a chapter in world history has turned.
Yes.
And it's an amazing moment in time. And the Christians, as you described earlier in the segment, are obligated, duty-bound, to get involved.
And, you know, above all else, we can thank God, Jim. We can praise God for this awakening that's taken place, because we have been, for the last 49 years, we have bathed ourselves in a culture of death. Look at the damage that has occurred in our culture. How many young people have died? How many women have died? suicide rates through the roof, the crime, the lawlessness, the chaos that's going on. And what I sense at the same time it's going on, we're going back to the first chapter and in the opening chapter of Genesis, and how the darkness was so prevalent and that it was the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos. And I believe that's what's going on right now.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. Yeah. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Jim Harden continues with us, the president and CEO of Compass Care. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're talking about how big abortion is behaving eerily similar to big tobacco. It all started out with a lie, and then once they got caught, of course, that's the problem with a lie. You know, like even convicts will say, Jim, you never give up the con, right? You just never admit to anything. And this is what big abortion is doing. They don't have to admit to anything. Nobody's holding them accountable. They've been, violating the laws repeatedly, these past 49 years. You've got situations like the Gosnell trial that revealed that there in Pennsylvania, they were more concerned about nail salons than they were abortion clinics. it's just absurd what was going on.
It continues to this day. For example, chemical abortion now represents over half of all abortions in America. And
amazing. And by the way, this is mail order now. This is across state lines that's going on and so dangerous. I mean, you've got these women, women that are participating with this abortion pill, and then they're told that it's safer than Tylenol. Are you kidding me?
Bill, I tell you what, it's such a privilege to be on with you because you're so well informed. This is great. I really do appreciate you. It's true. That's what they're saying. That's classic consumer fraud. And why is consumer fraud? Is because it's not safer than Tylenol. It's 400% more dangerous than surgical abortion, which is known to have major negative side effects for a long period of time for women. Obviously, the negative side effect, major side effect for children, is that they die. But you've got sepsis, you've got hemorrhaging, you've got a failure to detect ectopic pregnancies, which can cause death. You've got the failure to detect Rh negative factors, which can cause the woman to be unable to have future children. This is chemical abortion. This is modern chemical coat hangers. That's what this is. And it's all being done.
Unbelievable. I'm glad you said that. You're exactly right. How dangerous this is. Go ahead.
Yeah, but this is all being done without the supervision of physicians. Physicians are just being sent these dangerous chemical drugs in the mail to their homes, and they're forced to have to endure this, these women, by themselves in their bathrooms. And then what happens? They're 500% more likely to wind up in the emergency room, and who's taking care of them? Not the abortionists.
Right.
They're not held accountable. Not the pro-abortion politicians. They're not held accountable. Not the pharmaceutical companies. They're not held accountable. No, they're forced to be alone again in dealing with this by themselves.
Jim, for people that say with their lips that they care about women, why would they put women through this kind of ordeal?
Because it's not about women. This is about abortion. Abortion is not about supporting women. It's about abandoning women. It's society basically washing their hands of anything that has to do with supporting women facing unplanned pregnancy, saying this is your problem. Give us some money and we'll make it go away. We don't want to have anything to do with you. The hard thing, the really difficult thing, is to be community, is to actually to come alongside these women and give them the support and security that they need when they're facing an unplanned pregnancy. Because when she faces an unplanned pregnancy, she doesn't say, well, I can't wait to exercise my right to choose. She says, I'm stuck, I'm trapped, I've got no other choice, I need to have an abortion. And our job as believers, as pro-life Christians, is to come alongside of her, give her all the support that she needs, like Jesus did for us on the cross, and give her her life back.
Mm-hmm. This is the act of the Good Samaritan, isn't it? This is what the Good Samaritan looks like.
That's exactly right.
And the fact of the matter is, the churches have been leading the way all along. And even though right now, disappointingly, Jim, I will say there are too many churches. I'm in Florida here right now, and I am disappointed at the lack of response and announcement from the pulpits on churches and masses on Sunday at varying churches throughout the area. You hear very little, if nothing, about this incredible decision that SCOTUS passed on in turning the issue of abortion back to the states where it always belonged. And I am shocked at how quiet the church is. And we're not called to be quiet, are we?
No, the church is called to be a prophetic presence and a prophetic voice. The church is called to lead, not to lag. And this is an opportunity for the church to stand up and lead the culture. Culture follows the church, and the church has abdicated for far too long its voice in an attempt to be relevant and get people in the door. Well, people follow the truth, the light. They don't follow wickedness and darkness because there's nothing to follow there. They just fall
exactly.
into the pits. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So and the thing is, we're hearing this argument, oh, separation of church and state. I mean, you know, that is such an ill-fated statement on so many levels, because like you said, throughout the history, we just celebrated our 246th birthday. Take the church out of the history of America, and what do you have? You don't have America. Yeah.
No. You have a tyranny, which is what we're trying to get out from under from the Revolutionary War, right? But it is the job of the church to insert itself into culture and speak the truth. You know, the separation of church and state has to do with the government not forcing a religion upon you. And what's happening right now is the government is forcing a religion upon us, and it's called secularism. And the church needs to stand up and say, no, we will act according to our beliefs. And our beliefs state that everyone is made in the image of God and deserving of blessing and protection and must not be violated, the woman and the child alike.
Exactly. Well, Jim, we've got to continue to fight the good fight and to put the truth out there regardless. I mean, you know, they tried to cancel us. You know, we do this show by the grace of God and by the dictate of God. In pursuit of the truth, and from a biblical worldview, this is key. This is so important and vital, because if it's God's will that we would continue, we know where this is all heading. I mean, you know, people look at it, in a political perspective right now and see us, the World Economic Forum, and, you know, Joe Biden made the announcement last week that, or one of his spokespeople had said that, get ready for the new liberal world order. And you're going to like it. And so it's all pointing to a one world government. But that people, you know, I keep telling our audience, you got to understand, you always have the fake before the legitimate. So
that's right.
You're going to have an illegitimate and fake one world government. But what's behind it, what comes next, is the real thing with Jesus Christ as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. But till then, We it is up to us. God is holding us accountable to be faithful to what He's called us to do, and that is to pursue life, to pursue liberty, the very things that Jesus came to give us.
Oh, you are spot on. I couldn't agree more. We as believers are called to live the kingdom law right now. We are ambassadors for the kingdom of heaven. That means we need to live differently than the way the world lives around us. We need to think differently, believe differently, and behave differently. We need to be heavenly people representing God's kingdom now. And what abortion represents, and this gets back to the church issue, though. When the church thinks that abortion is just an issue, it's just a political issue. Well, it's not. Abortion represents a fundamental misunderstanding about what it means to be human under God. And that's why it's so important, and that's why the church needs to speak up.
Well, and the thing that amazes me, Jim, as well, is how many people, I mean, I see signs, Catholics for abortion. Are you kidding me? What are you thinking? I mean, and again, you know, I talked to some pastors and I said, do you realize in your service today, a third of the people, the women there, have experienced abortion? Do you understand what is happening to them psychologically, how their hearts are breaking, what they deal with? Oh, can't talk about that. What do you mean you can't talk about that?
These women have been victimized by a philosophy that is destructive, a philosophy of death. And we need to continue to speak up and to speak into culture the truths that you've just described.
And as kingdom believers, we bring them into the presence of Jesus, because Jesus is the healing antidote. He's the healing agent for all this. This is such a wonderful part of our gospel, is that we serve a God who is redemptive from the very core of who He is. He's saying, come home. Come home where you belong. I love you. You're still my gal. And you're still my guy. I love that, you know.
Well, me too. That is the message of hope. Jesus, you know, all sin has to be paid for. You and I know that. But either we submit to Christ now and have our sins paid for by Him at the cross, or we don't, and our sins are going to have to be paid for by ourselves forever. And it's going to...
Jim Harden, thank you for being with us.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Boris Johnson will resign after a wave of government resignations and a result from his own cabinet, leaving him unable to carry on. The move sets up a race to replace him as head of the governing Conservative Party. And as far as if Johnson can remain in control until there is a replacement, Tim Bale is a professor of politics at Queen Mary University in London.
I do think there is a question, as we've said, about whether he can continue in post for another 3 months. The Prime Minister of the United Kingdom has an awful lot of power. Boris Johnson is known to exercise that power in all sorts of unconventional ways.
WNBA star Brittany Griner has pleaded guilty during her trial in Russia. Griner admitting she had marijuana oil in her luggage when she was arrested at the airport in Moscow. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got the former ambassador and U.S. congressman who says that if Putin wants a Cold War, well, the world should give him one. And because we also want to talk about the confusion coming out of the Vatican over Putin's war against Ukraine. And Ambassador Francis Rooney joins us now. Ambassador, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
Well, I'll tell you, so much of this country is frankly confused about what is going on with Ukraine and Russia. You know, what to do, what not to do. We're so far down the road. Can we afford to allow, you know, the Russians to have their way? You know, we've been in a reactive state, not in a proactive state. It seems like we're really on the surface, not very sincere about conducting any kind of military engagement to support Ukraine, other than we're just, you know, throwing lots of money to the problem. And meanwhile, here in America, people are going, why are we involved?
Well, I don't think there should be any doubt why we need to be involved. Maybe the case isn't being made clearly enough by the administration. But, you know, we have a fledgling democracy there, and we have a lot of other ones in similar situation in the after the fall of the Iron Curtain. And they're doing their best, maybe not always perfectly, and certainly not with too much corruption, to build a capitalist and democratic system in place of communism. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is, you know, we started out kind of fumbling the ball around. You know, the Biden administration called it minor incursion or something. I mean, so what are people supposed to think? Now they wake up and they realize it's something important, you know, and we could be doing more too. We could be allowing Poland to give them those MiGs that they know how to fly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a no-brainer, but the administration hasn't wanted to do that.
Well, it comes down to the question, do we want to win the war or not?
Yeah, and on what kind of terms? That's right. I mean, we're really talking out of both sides of our mouth. I mean, here now we've given them these long-range missile rockets that they're deploying now, and we've seen how effective they were just yesterday, but they won't allow them to have the airplanes. So the Russians are going to fly over the country picking things off.
Exactly. Well, again, this is just not the way to conduct any kind of, you know, military defense or even offense, if you want to put it in those terms. I mean, there's lots to look at even at this point. You know, retrospectively, you can Monday morning quarterback this to no end. But it's like even what's coming out of the Vatican, what Pope Francis has to say, you report that this is just adding to the confusion of Putin's war against Ukraine.
Yeah, that's why I wrote that up. And I was kind of dismayed to see the Pope buy into that argument that because we allowed the expansion of NATO, we gave Putin justification for destroying the Ukraine. That just makes zero sense to me. I don't know why he did that. And to also talk about these so-called other causes that are in problems that are involved in the fight. To me, it looks pretty black and white. An aggressive authoritarian trying to destroy a country. And they've got the Orthodox Church behind them, which is a department of the Putin government.
Right. Exactly. Well, you see, and then again, the narratives are flying about. You know, Ambassador, we don't know who to trust. I mean, what are we really supposed to draw out of this situation? And then meanwhile, you've got a president that wants to blame Putin for all his ills. I mean, the reason his polling is down, the reason gas is up, the reason we've got chain supply disruption, all this is you point the fingers toward Putin. And this is a time of leadership that is required, a leadership that casts a vision that tells the people, here's what we're doing and here's what we're going. And everything is to that concerted end. But it just seems it's so confusing. I mean, here we are. I think we're spending now more money in terms of the American people, what we've invested into this war almost in a month, as much as the entire budget of Russia for an entire year. And you know, to what consequence here?
Yeah, we want to fight a war and keep our hands clean, and I do agree we wouldn't should have put our troops in there, but we could certainly do more to get the neighboring countries to be like those MiGs and stuff and help them out. And it took a long time for us to give them those medium range and long range rockets. We just finally did it. They've been talking about it for 6 months or something, 4 months, and. If it were me, I would try to find a way to find a diplomatic negotiated solution, probably involving the U.S. and some Western Europe powers with Russia and with the Ukraine, and probably involving, as Henry Kissinger said, they're going to end up keeping some part of Donbass. I don't see how you're going to get them out of it. Mm-hmm. Let's get them stopped where there is a Ukraine before he kills every living Ukrainian. And while Ukraine still has a south coast accessible to the Black Sea.
Well, there's some heavy lifting to do and negotiating, but it's not going to happen unless the Russians are forced to do this. I mean, this is what happens when a bully enters the schoolyard, right? You've got to bully him back. If you don't, you've got the scenario that's playing out right now.
That's why we should keep pursuing the support for Zelensky, but see if we can't find a parallel diplomatic track that involves enough countries that Putin can't ignore it. The last talk about diplomacy was basically the Ukraine and Russia. That isn't going to go anywhere.
Right, exactly. Well, and as you say, military forces diplomacy, doesn't it? I mean, I'm not saying, look at wholesale, put boots on the ground here, but certainly I think we've got some options, as you suggested. I mean, real simple. I mean, I don't know. There just seems to be some obvious, you know, choices to make here. You know, Poland says, hey, I got MiGs. Give them MiGs. I mean, what's the big whoop here?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, do we want Ukraine to exist or not?
Yeah, it's almost like back in the old Vietnam days where you could You could shoot at them if they were on one side of the fence line, but not on the
right.
Back, because we're fighting with one arm behind our back.
Well, and this is what happens when you have, you know, like in Vietnam, when you've got the wrong people conducting war. You know, you've got the civilian interjection, and I mean, I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I was based in at Camp Pendleton in the Joint Public Affairs Department. So I got a lot of information. I saw a lot of things coming across my desk. And, of course, then, you know, the soldiers would come in from Vietnam. And so now you're getting their version of what's going on there. And it was absurd. And I'm not sure. I mean, of course, right now you look at the military and how messed up it is right now when you've got, you know, the Naval Academy spending, you know, video time on pronouns as opposed to how to conduct, you know, a military, a military action. I mean, this is we're our eyes off the ball here right now, Ambassador, and it leaves us compromised and weak and vulnerable.
Well, you know, MacArthur warned he's trying to fight a limited war. He said basically there is no such thing as a limited war. You can have a limited loss, but not a limited war. And that's been the mm-hmm. case every time we've gone in anywhere without justification and a full force of power. Like I say, if it were me, if you got enough Western countries lined up publicly calling for a round of negotiations about where this thing goes, big mm-hmm. enough that Putin wouldn't be able to ignore it. And I think the president of France has suggested the same thing. Maybe there's a chance they could get to the table and figure out a solution.
Ambassador, I mean, I don't mean to be, sarcastic or even so skeptical about this, but it just seems to me that all this speaks to a lack of leadership right now and vision. I mean, who's running the store here to bring these countries together? Because I believe that they'll come together with the right leadership and the right vision and says, okay, here's the plan, you know, and we're going to hold on to these sanctions. But they've been so wishy and so, you know, so meek about it that they've not really held to a definitive plan to actually affect their objective, have they?
No, they haven't. And I haven't heard the Biden administration say anything about convening diplomatic solutions and negotiations. Not one word.
Well, we're talking with Ambassador Francis Rooney about Ukraine. And what are we to do? We've got more from the ambassador.
You'd like
after
to publish
this.
And sell your own audiobook. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The right way to the other side.
Well, we got to hang in there, ladies and gentlemen, because look at here we are. We just celebrated our 246th birthday. And, you know, you think about this rich history that we have. And what gives me hope not only is our faith in God, but my faith in the American people overall. I mean, the legacy that we have been born into. I mean, you know, you go back, you know, Ambassador, and I think about this, you know, I think, gosh, you know, my father, you know, there's grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers that all participated in this great American experiment. They surrendered their honor, their assets, their very lives for the sake of what we live today. We just cannot let that go. I want to believe that the DNA, though, you know, President Reagan said, this is something, you know, liberty isn't something that passes in the bloodstream. But I think there's something deeper. That in a sense, yes, I agree, it doesn't pass in the bloodstream, but we have this legacy, regardless of all these other things, you know, that have come against it, whether it's Black Lives Matter, 1619 Project and all that. That's fine. You know, you can, in the interest of free speech, we can talk about those things if you're interested in really talking about it. But let's not forget the truth of the rich history of this great American experiment, right?
Yeah, sometimes I think I've woken up in a different country when I see all the protests against the 4th of July, mm-hmm. the fact that there are some minority groups that have developed their own flag. I mean, this is lunacy. Not to mention the more practical stuff that's happening with the education system and books.
Right. Well, exactly. I mean, it's and we've known this. This has been the battle plan of socialists and communists in history. You know, they take over. They take control of the history of a country, and we know by their own, announcements, and their battle plan is that he who controls history controls the present and the future. And this is what's happening. There's an attempted rewrite of our rich history, and we cannot afford to let that go. And fortunately, the one thing about this, Ambassador, is that when the truth is finally realized, people get ticked. People get really upset that they've been lied to. It's like this whole incident, you know, the situation with Roe v. Wade. You know, 49 years later, the truth is finally coming out, and particularly women, they're not too happy that they trusted their government, they trusted the Supreme Court, and everybody lied to them. And we're finding out the same thing, because there's nothing new under the sun, right? So here we are, deja vu one more time, and we're finding out the same thing when it comes to COVID. All these things that they try to tell us about the lockdowns and, you know, the vaccines and everything like that, and how they were, you know, there was no danger in them whatsoever, and we're finding out otherwise. It's like, wait a minute. You know, we're a lot smarter. We're a better people than to allow ourselves to be led by our noses down a path of destruction.
Well, it's a lot of things. It's liberal media, it's print media, it's liberal television media, it's the teachers union, and of course, mm-hmm. the Democratic Party is a subsidiary of the teachers union.
Right.
It's these minority groups that are just want the government to do everything and don't want to have any kind of responsibility for their own actions. You know, we were the country that was founded on individual liberties and responsibilities. You know, it's like when Ben Franklin was asked, what kind of government did they come up with? He said, a republic if you can keep it. And
exactly.
I'm afraid I'm beginning to wonder where we're going from here.
Well, when you consider the cumulative intelligence of 330 million people, I mean, our founding fathers kind of understood this innately, you know, and realized that it had to be a government up for and by we the people. And we the people have checked out. And it's been very costly what has happened by allowing the elites that have are happy to see us divided in each other's throats. That it's of Republicans against Democrats. It's no longer about Americans. You know, not Americans, but Americans. You know, we have to come under the banner of the red, white, and blue that unites us. Because the party system, it has been rather deleterious. It has us at each other's throats. And it has it's created a system that is not fulfilling what our Declaration of Independence calls for.
Yeah, but the scary thing is half the country doesn't really care about any of that. All they want is the money.
Right.
And the services and the things that reflect the values, like the problem of gender equity and all that they want to mm-hmm. perpetrate.
Well, at some point, Ambassador, you asked the question, how's that working for you? I mean, we've been giving, you know, the Democrats have been buying votes for a long time. Politicians have been buying votes. I think it's a clever ruse, actually, that they're able to access the public treasury in order to buy votes. I mean, you know, I guess if you can get away with it, and they've been able to get away with it, but look at what expense. We're $30 trillion in debt. You know, are we all the better? I mean, we got a little bit of light at the tunnel there when, you know, we were energy independent, you know, business was robust, our border was secure, our national security was secure, and in a matter of months, all that went away.
Well, I think Congressman Schweiker would agree that sometimes our Republicans aren't that much better. None of us voted for Paul. I don't think either one of us voted for Paul Ryan's spending bills. $500 million
right.
dollars to bail out the mine workers' pension fund, $300 billion to bail out Puerto Rico. That's a Republican guy.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the problem, see, and nobody's holding the other side accountable. And, you know, you're exactly right. And this is what taints, you know, the Republicans. And you can't really say, well, you know, here it is. We've got this projected red wave that's around the corner, supposedly. And I'm thinking, my goodness, if the electorate doesn't hold them responsible, we're going to have the same thing all over again. I mean, because really, you know, wasn't that long ago, even under Trump, we had control of all three levers of government. And what happened?
Yeah, you know, there's this great part of the electorate out in the middle. A lot of them have become no party alignment. A lot of them are kind of like me, that's a Republican, but I'm a Republican from a more pro-business historical attitude. And suburb people that were George Bush's core base, I think somehow or another we've got to energize them while we also maintain the support of the core Republican base if we're going to accomplish
exactly.
an election victory that you're talking about.
Well, and because the thing is that, you know, consider, just like what we've been talking about, the problems that are inherent within the Democratic Party. I mean, I hate to be so stark about it, but, you know, tell me something. Help me understand the value of the Democratic Party to this great American idea. I mean, they become a party of open borders. They become a party clearly of voter fraud. I mean, it's been going on forever. I mean, you have their own attorney general, Eric Holder, who looked in the camera and said, there's no such thing as voter fraud. I'm going, how can you say that? People are arrested. They're in jail for voter fraud. How can you say something so stupid? I mean, you're a smart guy, supposedly. That is totally ignorant. Go ahead.
There have been some pretty good articles written lately on that subject that I think are kind of hopefully will lead people to realize what's going on around here, that there's basically two countries living with the same set of geography. You know, we have the country of the things you're talking about here, and then the country of the people that really don't care about any of that. They don't even like the 4th of July or the flag. All they want is money and freedom to do what they want to do, whether it's consistent with American values or not. And that's very sad. I mean, you know, it used to be liberal young people got mortgages and kids and a house and grew more conservative. I don't know if that's going to happen with these groups now or not.
Well, experience has a way of tempering it and bringing reality to them. It may be a little compromised right now because here we've printed up all this money. We've paid people to not work and not exercise their giftings and talents. But there's going to be a payment for that down the road. That's what I saw as being very dangerous when all this was being introduced. Because now when they wake up and realize, oh, my God, what have I done? I've lost a lot of time, a lot of years and training as a result. And, oh, yeah, by the way, I've got to participate in choking down a $30 trillion indebtedness that was all brought to us by by the Democratic Party. And partially believing into that, agreed that it was, you know, some Republican involvement as well. But go ahead.
Well, when Jimmy Carter left the White House, the national debt was 34% of GDP. Now it's 125%.
That's unsustainable.
Of course it is. You're right. There's going to be a price to pay once they quit subsidizing these rates. You know, in my opinion, they should have stopped buying the bonds and stopped subsidizing the rates and raised the discount rate in 2010 or 11 after the last recession was over with. That policy was put in place to provide liquidity in 2008 and 9. It didn't have to keep going for another 15 years.
Yeah, but Ambassador, tell me when and where have the Democratic advisors and economists, when have they ever demonstrated a capacity to even consider that possibility?
The only one I've heard say anything rational lately is Larry Summers.
Yes, I'll give you that. But everything else is mind-boggling to me, and don't even bring AOC into the discussion.
I don't think with she knows a lot about economics or business anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, her degree is in economics, I understood. I'm wrong or something, but
I don't know.
Yeah, supposedly. I don't know, but it's just, you know, I don't know. She doesn't know. We don't know. It just doesn't all make sense, but this is the upside-down world in which we live in.
How about Biden?
Well, 10 seconds. Yeah, 10 seconds. I'm sorry. I look forward to having you back. We got to continue this conversation. The former ambassador and U.S. Congressman Francis Rooney has been with us. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks for having me on.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population dies.